Welcome back. The lawyer for one of the women who's accused Herman Cain of sexual harassment says Cain's claims in yesterday's press conference that he only talked to her about her height are just wrong. The lawyer says he's hoping she'll reveal more specifics in a joint press conference he's trying to arrange with other accusers, which, depending on the timing, could lead to a split-screen TV night tonight. All 8 Republican presidential candidates will be at Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan, for the 11th GOP debate. The focus supposed to be on the economy and the role of government, but as former Utah Governor John Huntsman put it, the harassment charges are sucking all the oxygen out of the room. Let's take a look with Micheline Maynard, senior editor of the public radio project Changing Gears. Mickey, hi.
Hi, Robin.
Also, Jay Newton Small, national political correspondent for Time Magazine. Jay, hello to you.
Hi, Robin.
And Mickey, start with you. We just visited in Ann Arbor. It was terrific to be up at Michigan Radio there. But the talk,
it was wonderful.
It
to
was
have
wonderful,
you there, Robin.
Wonderful. But the talk was jobs, the governor's recent trip to China, the reliability ratings of car companies. Now, Mitt Romney was born there, his father a car company executive and governor. And Romney, Mitt Romney, published an op-ed in 2008 saying, "Let Detroit go bankrupt." How will he be asked about that tonight?
Well, Michiganians have long memories, and it would be as if someone from Michigan went down to Columbus, Ohio, and basically said that they were rooting for Ohio State. I mean, this is not something that people forget. And I think that would be the topic of discussion tonight. I think people would be zeroing in on Mitt Romney and his opposition to the bailout when the car companies were in the deepest amount of trouble. But it looks like, as you were saying, the political scandal, the political uproar could be a diversionary tactic, and that's what people will be talking about.
Right. Well, we're hoping there's a little more in things like the bailout. And Jay, you know, Mitt Romney now saying that the path the administration took was actually managed bankruptcy. So, you know, he was frankly right. Is that going to fly? And or are other candidates going to be able to challenge him? Because weren't they all against the bailout?
Well, I mean, certainly the audience and the other candidates, I mean, the other candidates were all sort of in the same boat as Romney, so kind of they're not in a very good place to challenge him on it, but I think that you'll see the moderators challenging him on it, and certainly the Obama administration has challenged him on that stance, saying you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say that you were sort of for the bailout before you were against the bailout. It's a giant flip-flop. So Romney, it's a classic sort of Romney stance of I'm for it, I'm against it, I take credit for it.
Well, but staying with what people would rather hear, and we're going to get to the Cain questions. But, you know, we heard John Harwood, who's going to be one of the questioners, say he wanted to get to economic plans. Romney's 59 points, you know. But, Mickey, you're on the ground there. You know, what do people want to hear?
Well, you have to remember that Michigan is still suffering from the recession worse than other places. If the national unemployment rate is 9%, it's about 11% in Michigan. And, you know, the state got a little tiny bit of a boost along with the nation earlier this year, but it really just isn't pulling out of its doldrums the way I think a lot of people wanted to see it do. So I think what people would like to hear is some concrete examples of what can be done by government, what people can do for themselves. I think the issue with Michigan and jobs is it's been dependent on manufacturing for so long, and auto manufacturing in particular, that you're not hearing a lot of answers for folks like that. You hear things about infrastructure projects, right. But if you worked at General Motors, you're probably not going to go and work on a construction site. So, right. And what about women as well? You don't see that many women able to take the infrastructure jobs that occurred because of the stimulus plan. Yeah. So I think people are looking for some more concrete answers than they've heard thus far.
Yeah. Jay Newton Small, who might surge or show some more life? We find it interesting that former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has gone from back of the pack to third place over the last week, just behind Cain and Romney, tripling his numbers since September. You know, what else are we looking for?
Sure. I just am putting up a post this afternoon on the 5 things to look for tonight, and I think certainly Newt Gingrich is one of those items. Inside the Beltway, a lot of Republican strategists have said the former speaker hasn't really gotten a serious look from the electorate yet. At the same time, everybody who knows Newt says that, you know, as soon as Newt goes up, the bubble's going to burst, and he's a sort of his own worst enemy and always tends to step on his own message. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, last debate, certainly he was the adult in the room. He was the guy at the end of the debate saying all of this carping, all this backbiting isn't helping us. We need to sort of grow up. And we'll see if he has a similar sort of performance tonight. If he ends up being the adult in the room, the one sounding smart, the one with gravitas, then that could further boost his campaign, especially as Herman Cain sinks.
If he sinks. I mean, you know, what are you, Mickey, what are you hearing? And by the way, we should mention, you know, John Huntsman's campaign got a lot of attention recently. His daughters put on that parody video of this, of Kane's smoking ad. They were blowing bubbles. Rick Perry had an ad out saying he's a doer, not a talker, you know, kind of maybe tipping that he doesn't expect to do well in these debates. There's Ron Paul, who, you know, who always seems to resonate with the people in the audience, you know, the most of anyone in the audience, but doesn't show up in the polls. Mickey, what do you hear? Who are people talking about in Michigan?
Well, I think you have to separate the entertainment factor from the serious political factor. And Michigan is one of those states where the establishment candidate tends to do better than, I don't want to call them fringe candidates, but let's just say the non-establishment candidates. And actually, Michigan Republicans have a history, it may not be as true now, but a history of being more liberal, more like Massachusetts Republicans or New York Republicans over the years.
Oh, and my God. Mitt Romney's people just all winced.
Well, I know that. But, you know, Governor George Romney, who is actually a friend of my father's, was not a conservative Republican. Right. Bill Milliken, who followed him, was not a conservative Republican. And while I think Rick Snyder would try to tell you he's a conservative, he's also, I would say, more of a progressive and certainly more palatable to independents than other Republicans might be. So you have to look at this debate in that background. I mean, for the national audience, it's one thing. For a Michigan audience, it's something else.
But Jay, isn't that exactly Mitt Romney's problem? His father's still extremely popular in Michigan. Mitt Romney won last time around in Michigan. But this time around, he doesn't want people to remember in the primaries, you know, that his father was not as conservative as, you know, Tea Party members in the party base that's voting in the primaries is now.
Absolutely. I mean, this is there are a lot of things in Mitt Romney's record that he's not exactly psyched to bring up and not really happy to talk about. Perhaps his past in Michigan is one of them. Another thing is sort of his abortion record, which Rick Santorum has been sort of harping on the last few days or last couple of weeks. Where, you know, the sort of famous line that Ted Kennedy had in one of his debates with Mitt Romney when Romney was challenging him for a Senate seat in Massachusetts was, well, I'm pro-choice, but Mitt is multiple choice. And so there's, you know, he's got a record that the Tea Party is not entirely comfortable with, which is why his polling numbers haven't really gotten above 20-30%. I mean, there's still 70% of the electorate that don't particularly like him.
Yeah, we'll see how each of them does tonight. Jay Newton Small, political correspondent for Time Magazine. Mickey, Micheline Maynard, senior editor for the Public Radio Project, Changing Gears. Go to Zingerman's for me, will you please, in Ann Arbor, again?
Anytime, Robin.
both of you, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And a quick look ahead tomorrow on Here and Now, what the candidates are tweeting. Rick Perry tweeted about a burger he ate. He said he needed a whole roll of brawny paper towels to eat it. We'll take a look at the tweets and what, if anything, they mean. That's tomorrow. Back in a minute, Here and Now.